My guest is in Carlstead, Minnesota, in northwest Minnesota. Her name is Alicia Spilde. Hi, Alicia.
Hello.
Thank you for joining me on Pioneer Radio. I appreciate that. Well, first of all, We call this the table setter. Where were you born and raised? Where's your background?
I was born and raised in Stephen, Minnesota, so not far from Carlstead. I went to elementary and high school there. I graduated from UND with a degree in elementary education, and I never did teach, but I currently have a day job in Warren, but my passion is my artwork.
It is. And do you want to teach at some point down the road?
No, I actually don't.
You don't? Okay, well.
No.
You've discovered that. That's good.
Yes, things change.
Okay. I like your honesty. And again, Alicia's an illustrator and a mixed media artist based in Carlstead. Define that for me. What is an illustrator?
Well, basically an illustrator draws pictures to go along with words to help the story, to add to the story, and even to tell part of the story that isn't told through, the words. So that's my main focus right now. I have a lot of exciting things coming up with illustration. This summer I'm going to a conference in Los Angeles. It's called the Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators Conference. And I'm really excited about that.
I imagine there's a great deal of work involved in that area, considering the amount of books that are produced each year.
There is, but it's very competitive. I've been sending samples of my artwork to publishers and agents all over the U.S., and I have to do that a couple times a year, and I just started in January, so I'm fairly new to promoting my artwork in the publishing world. But I'm hoping that persistence pays off.
Yes, I agree. Now, in broadcasting, they call them talent. I would be called talent. Quite often have agents to look for work. Is that the case when it comes to what you do?
It is, yeah. There are, there's a lot of illustrators that don't have an agent, but I'm definitely trying to get an agent.
Okay.
So I've been sending my work to them also.
Yeah, that'll help a
lot.
All right. You're also a mixed media artist. Now define that for me.
That is just the creating artwork using all kinds of different mediums. And a medium would be, like acrylic paint or ink or, pastels. I primarily use painted papers. I find old papers that have, like a yellowed, basically old paper, and I paint it, and then I cut it into different shapes, and then I arrange it onto a canvas or any other kind of paper and make images that way. And on top of these painted papers, I will do hand embroidery. I will sew beads onto it. I'll use a sewing machine with a quilting foot and just make all kinds of designs on top of it. And most of my work has like an outdoor theme. I really, really love moose. I'm just drawn to their shape. I think they're just so interesting to look at. So a lot of my artwork has moose in it.
Well, Carlstead is known for their moose population, right? Am I wrong on that?
Yeah, so it kind of works out.
Yeah, good subject matter. Okay. Now let's go back in time when you were much younger and you were drawing. Did someone say, hey, Alicia, you have a God-given gift in drawing?
Yes, actually my parents. My mom actually had an art major in school, and she was a teacher also, but she really supported my art hobby. Even when I think that I wasn't very good at all, and I think she was just being a very supportive mom, she always was cheerleading my creative talent, and that's something that really can improve with practice. Even if you start off with not so much talent, you can learn how to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
You were fine tuning, right? Sanding that raw talent. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. My guest again, Alicia Spildy from Carlstead, Minnesota, an illustrator and mixed media artist based out of Carlstead, and currently the Arts Council at their gallery in downtown East Grand Forks at the Riverwalk Center has an exhibition called Parenthood, and you have some work on display there. Tell me about that.
I do, yeah. I have a really interesting artwork called Time Please Stop, and it's actually an image transfer that I did and then painted over it and, you know, hand embroidered and whatever. But anyway, it started off as a picture that my husband took of myself and my son,
mm-hmm.
and we're at the banks of Lake Superior in Duluth. And so my son and I are standing together in the water, and I printed that picture off on a copy machine, and then I used a product called Gel Medium, which is basically a clear acrylic product. I painted that onto that copy paper, and then I flipped it and pressed it down onto some watercolor paper.
Oh.
And then I used water to wash away the paper. So all that was left on the watercolor paper was that black ink transfer of my son and I. Yeah. And then so I used, you know, my work is distinguished by the really bright colors that I use.
Mm-hmm.
That's the comment that I get most of all. So I used, you know, my usual bright color palette, and then the yarn and quilting with my sewing machine on the paper. And it really is a special piece for me that I'm really happy I had the opportunity to make it and now can share it.
And that's on display right now, the Parenthood exhibit at the gallery in East Grand Forks, right downtown at the Riverwalk Center. When I hear you express yourself, Alicia, in what you do, I hear a lot of passion and drive and maybe a challenge recreating yourself, finding something new and expressing yourself.
Yeah, you're definitely hearing my truth there. Yeah,
okay. You color out of those lines, right? Beyond those lines, you color, as you see fit. Well, again, Alicia is very talented in many ways, including a piece that she produced for the We Are Water exhibition, sponsored by the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council. I understand that's in St. Paul on display. Is that right?
It is. Yeah. Myself and then eight other people from Northwest Minnesota were chosen to have our artwork down in St. Paul. So that was that's really exciting.
Yeah. It's called A Creative Investment, Celebrating 10 Years of Legacy Art and Impact. And that's from the State Arts Board in the Twin Cities. That's quite an honor. All right. Now, for the time we have left, for those who want to get a hold of you and tap into your talent, what can they do?
They can go to my website, aliciaspildy.com. I have my contact information on my website as well as my portfolio. You can look me up on Instagram at aliciaspildyartist. I'd be happy to visit with anybody that wants to talk about art or illustration or, you know, mixed media. I'm pretty excited about all those things.
All right. Again, that's aliciaspildy.com. I'll spell that for you. aliciaspilde.com. Well, the time is flying by, Alicia. Thank you so much for your time with us today, and best of luck in your endeavors in drawing and in other artwork. We appreciate that.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Alicia Spildy from Carlstead, Minnesota.